All right, and we are live May 1st, 2022. Just a brief update. Thanks for joining us this morning. So late last night was a development at Azovstal, and we have some partial confirmation part of this from us or whatever, more than two sides, but at least Palomar, Kalina has said, you know, the Azov guy, the bottom guy I refer to with here, seems to be confirming that they released, although his number looks like half as many. So it's the 20 plus, but in the Kalina Azov version, there was just one group of 20. Okay, so in his iteration, in his version of events, he's told, or he's saying, that they were evacuated, just talking about 20 civilians, to a Ukrainian held area. But in the Russian reports, they were evacuated to Republican held area, a little bit east of Mariupol, which is held by the Republican forces. It's within Donetsk Republic, so it's a Republican area. All of Donetsk, it looks like it's pretty much like that. So there are conflicting reports in those two points, the number and the location. It's interesting that this happened at this time. And the behind the scenes part of it is still unknown. Now, I could make a mistake that a lot of people make and bridge together a narrative out of events that seem like they're connected, but often these seem like they're connected and they're actually not. What am I saying? Well, you had you had Putin meet with the UN Secretary General, and then you saw the UN, whatever, this or that committee, announced that they were preparing a plan for the evacuation. But that doesn't mean that it's anything more than a spinning wheels exercise. It doesn't mean that that's the plan that Russia implements or whatever. But however, there could have been some element of that which allowed this test of potentially 47 or so people, please, people. See, I'm using that wrong word again. People, civilians. Now, all over the confused parts of the internet where language has been degraded significantly, obviously we use the word people, and they combine the numbers as trapped, as if there was like a natural disaster, that these are like miners that are trapped in a or and there was like a snowstorm and they're trapped. Kind of a weird way of putting it. I mean, it's real weird if you think about it. Let me just check that my audio is working for you. Yeah, I think so. Great. Okay, here we are. So I think that news is a big piece because of all of the story behind it and the crescendo and the building up the hype around it and then the kind of anticlimactic parts of it. Although I have to say that If we were to try to play the game of piecing together what could have happened, we're just prone to speculation, right? But to speculate, maybe, because clearly, I mean, when you look at what's going on the ground there, there's no mention in any news that I've seen so far that the UN had people there, right? But this happens immediately subsequent to Putin meeting with the guy from the UN. So I don't know to what extent, what was communicated or how that magic happens. But looking at Reuters, looking at Al Jazeera, I mean, they're all confirming France 24. It doesn't look like there's any reference to the UN. The Russian Ministry of Defense. Well, Al Jazeera has a major typo. Dozens, set of dozens, dozens of people. Russian news agency. See, it doesn't even say yes, this, yeah, citing the defense ministry. The ministry said a total of 46 civilians left the area. Those brought out included 19 adults and 6 children. No further details. So that's interesting. You have 19 adults, 6 children. Where does that leave? In my mind, that's 25. So there's some discrepancies about on the reporting end. Or not discrepancies, but incomplete, not nothing incompatible, just a lot of incomplete pictures about it. When you look at the Kalina Palomar, he says, quote, 20 civilians, women and children have been transferred to a suitable place, and we hope that they will be evacuated to Zaporizhia on territory controlled by Ukraine. Palomar said in a video posted to the battalion's Telegram channel. Now, I saw that post, and he did say that. He did say that. But it's unclear that that's where if they were taken there, because the at least in the report I just read. The Ministry of Defense, they said they took them into a Republican-held area. So that's a very different situation, isn't it? Regarding the United Nations, there was no confirmation from the United Nations on the evacuations. Yeah, the world body has been trying to broker civilian evacuation from the plant. Now, the thing with this sort of brokering, with this brokering of the staff or brokering of the agreement using the staff of the UN or staff of, it's hard to say. Is very hard to say. One of the concerns is that they might call it a day with this. Like this might just be a sort of a media show, a media spectacle. But then after this, if people have the impression that the evacuation was anyway, as I was saying, that would be a real shame if it ended with that. They try to get as many people out as they can, but it's as we have been saying, it's unclear how many of those people are there willingly, unwillingly. As a rule, we say children unwillingly, even if they say that they want to be there. It's not right to tell kids. of these things. It's just not right. I mean, parents have the right, but it's an abuse of the parental right, to be clear. I'm not saying that parents shouldn't have the right. I'm just saying it isn't, the outcome is incorrect. It's a morally incorrect outcome, using a correct, parental, relationship. It's just an abuse. It's an abuse of that relationship, what we're seeing there. And it saddens me deeply to see that going on. Now, in our extensive talks about As a Soul in the past, we've gone through a lot of the logistical stuff and what are the considerations. And it's interesting. I mean, it's just how many civilians are really there and how many could be proven to be there. They're going to be definitely be asking questions. I think the next 24, 48 hours, we're going to be seeing a lot of interviews now with people from Azovstal. I think that's going to be the thing to be looking out for. You're going to want to see, what did these people think? What are the conditions down there? Are people being held, against their will? All of these are big questions. So I don't think that we'll be deprived of. I think this is just too marketable of a story, and the human interest angle is too big. It's, to me, there's no doubt in my mind at all that the Russian information war is going to utilize these 46 people. We're also going to find out, I think, in the next couple of days. Taken to the Ukrainian part, maybe maybe that's what happened with one of the groups you see. Now, I took a photo of a still of one of the buses. One of the buses had a Z on the front, okay, but another bus did not. So it just makes me wonder if there were two groups and one group is going, maybe this was done as a dry run. And to see what the logistics look like. Ukrainian side would have agreed to it at the very least because it doesn't end the situation. They can still claim the same catastrophe. They still have a lot of the same leverage. They can observe how this one was done and want to try to angle some game, some further game, right? Just thinking out loud with you guys, what do you think? Let me know in the Let me know what you think happened with this. I'm gonna.